USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for Russia. Get out of Venezuela. Russia has sent military planes, troops, and equipment to Venezuela to help him battle President Nicolas Maduro. President Trump says there's a lot of starving people in the South American nation.
We are with Venezuela. We are with your husband, as you know. What's happening there should not happen and be allowed to happen anywhere. So we're with you 100%.
The president and vice president were meeting with opposition leader Juan Guaido's wife today at the White House. A day after being surprised when charges were dropped against actor Jesse Smollett, Chicago police are releasing a redacted report of their investigation. It shows that police obtained a warrant for the actor's iCloud account and shared it with the FBI. The feds are still investigating whether Smollett mailed himself a death threat letter, which would constitute a federal crime. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Milk. Love what's real. March is National Nutrition Month and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. Pediatrician Dr. Ilan Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutritious, satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk helps nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
Attorney Michael Avenatti tells CBS News he is nervous and scared about the possibility of going to prison, but denies he did anything wrong. Now, on Monday, Avenatti was charged in New York and California with attempting to extort millions of dollars from Nike. Avenatti discusses the charges against him in California on CBS This Morning.
The client who is accusing me of embezzlement is currently on felony probation in California. You know what he was convicted of? Multiple counts of obtaining money under false pretenses. It turns out, and I didn't know this at the time, that he has an extensive criminal background and rap sheet associated with his conduct. So again, nowhere does that appear in the complaint. So there's going to be a lot of evidence. There's going to be a lot of facts that are going to come to light.
The NFL is changing its replay review system for the 2019 season. League owners have approved a rule that allows offensive and defensive pass interference calls and non-calls to now be reviewed. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Purdue University is honoring superfan Tyler Trent, who died on January 1st with a rare form of bone cancer. Trent was diagnosed with cancer in 2014 when he was in high school, and after the cancer went into remission, he enrolled at Purdue. But the cancer came back, and through all this, Trent continued to attend Purdue University. Purdue University President Mitch Daniels says now is the time to honor Tyler Trent.
The first thing that we will do is rename the E-gate, the gate that students use, the gate where Tyler was first discovered by our coach one evening, the T2 gate, and to build an arch over it, which will honor his memory forever. We hope this will be an appropriate way for generations of fans and non-fans, for that matter, to be reminded of what Tyler stood for. Personified characteristics that we really want every Boilermaker in some measure to embody. That didn't seem like enough. And we have a second idea, which has been made known, and that is that a scholarship, a full tuition room and board scholarship, be awarded each year.
Daniels went on to announce that Sean English of Michigan is the recipient of the inaugural Tyler Trent Memorial Courage and Resilience Award. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.